Now was the time to drop the atmospheric probes, which, it was hoped, would survive long enough to send back some information from below the Jovian cloud deck. Two stubby, bomb-shaped capsules, enclosed in ablative heat shields, were gently nudged into orbits which, for the first few thousand miles, deviated scarcely at all from that of Discovery. But they slowly drifted away, and now, at last, even the unaided eye could see what Hal had been asserting. The ship was in a near-grazing orbit, not a collision one. She would miss the atmosphere. True, the difference was only a few hundred miles, a mere nothing when one was dealing with a planet 90,000 miles in diameter. But that was enough.